From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Governments worldwide are looking into any possible financial wrongdoing after millions of leaked documents from a Panamanian law firm were made public by a consortium of journalists. Russia denounced the disclosures from the Mossack Fonseca law firm, saying they were mostly aimed at President Vladimir Putin. The report alleges the Russian leader's associates funneled nearly $2 billion through offshore accounts. Will Fitzgibbons is with the Washington-based International Consortium of Investigative Journalists at the center of the leak.
We have the largest ever leak of information to journalists that shows how the wealthy and the politically connected are able to operate for legitimate and sometimes illegitimate reasons, more or less anonymously, and away from the gaze of authorities who might be interested in knowing if they're missing any taxes or if any activities that are breaking national laws are occurring.
An anonymous source provided the documents involving more than 200,000 companies and over 14,000 clients of the law firm to a German newspaper and the consortium. The law firm has denied breaking any laws. A nephew of South Africa's President Jacob Zuma and the son of Ghana's former president, John Akyekum Kufuor, are among those named in the document release. Kulubusa Zuma was authorized to represent an offshore company that acquired oil fields in Democratic Republic of Congo, while John Addo Kufuor is said to have controlled a $75,000 bank account in Panama. VOA Zimbabwe service has been looking into Zimbabwe's leading platinum mining firm and suspicions it used an offshore company to pay management salaries without the knowledge of the country's central bank and in violation of exchange control laws. This is VOA News. The United States says it has no plans to give Iran access to the U.S. financial system in any dollar-denominated transactions between Iran and businesses in other countries. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Monday said despite last year's nuclear agreement with Tehran, certain sanctions were made in place over Iran's other activities.
As we negotiated this agreement, we also retained the ability to apply sanctions, continue to apply sanctions, and recognize the fact that we're under no illusions that Iran is going to change its behavior in other fields, such as some of its nefarious actions in the region, via Hezbollah and other involvement in Syria elsewhere, but also its testing of ballistic missiles.
Last week, President Obama said businesses that want to use dollars in transactions with Iran could do so through European banks. Under current sanctions, Iran is barred from any direct dealings with U.S. banks and investment houses. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke by phone with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Monday over efforts to facilitate an immediate ceasefire between Armenia and Azerbaijan in the escalating Nagorno-Karabakh conflict. Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov expressed concern over the fighting and urged a resumption of a ceasefire and a peaceful resolution to the conflict. Azerbaijan says three of its soldiers were killed Monday as fighting raged for a third day over the separatist region, with Armenia warning the situation could escalate into a full-scale war. The first group of Syrian refugees sent from Turkey under a controversial program are in Europe. The 16 asylum seekers arrived in the northern German city of Hanover Monday morning. Another group of 16 was due to arrive later in the day. Meanwhile, deported migrants were transported to Turkey from the Greek island of Lesbos. It marks the beginning of a controversial plan to stem illegal migration into Europe. Under the deal between the EU and Turkey, those who reach the shores of Greece unlawfully will be returned to Turkey unless they qualify for asylum. For every Syrian refugee returned to Turkey from Greece, another will be resettled in the EU. The U.S. Defense Department Monday confirmed a senior al-Shabaab leader was targeted in a U.S. drone strike in Somalia and was killed last week. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook identifying the victim as Hassan al-Dur. The strike conducted March 31st.
In addition to being part of al-Qaeda, Hassan al-Dur was a member of al-Shabaab's security and intelligence wing, was heavily involved in high-profile attack planning in Mogadishu. He had planned and overseen attacks resulting in the death of at least three U.S. citizens.
The strike against Dur comes less than a month after U.S. aircraft struck an al-Shabaab training camp, killing dozens of fighters. And the Nigerian military says it arrested the leader of the Islamist militant group Ansaru, a breakaway faction of Boko Haram. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.